We all have to make an assessment of ourselves at different points in our lives to be able to see if we're able to do something or we don't have those gifts or talents or abilities to be able to do that. And who do I know who can be assistance to me in this matter? In the gospel, the 10 talents is a unit of money rather than like a musical talent, or I have talents in taking care of cars. The master of the house gives an amount of money to each of his servants, certain talents. He must have been able to know from them who has the skills, who has the abilities to handle the amount of money I'm going to give them. Obviously, he believed that every one of them had abilities, but maybe the first one, of course, received 5, so he trusted that that person could do more with it than the person who only got 1. So he was able to make the assessment and be able to say, okay, this I can give to this person and this to that person. I know each one of them could do something. What will they do with it? And the first two received their talents and performed beautifully, their success. And then he gives the one talent to the third person. And the third person is not able to accomplish it. And here, I think, is the key to the parable, is that when he was asked, he says, "So out of fear, I went and buried your talent in the ground." The man was acting out of fear, which is never a good place to act. The master had confidence in the man. He knew he could do something, maybe not something great. He knew he could do something and trusted him. He took a risk on that man. But the servant was too afraid. "I'd rather not do anything with it. Just leave it alone. I'll bury it. I'll give it back later. I'm not taking any risk. I don't want to fail. I don't want to lose. I don't want to be anything wrong with it. I just want to go through life and leave it alone." And that's not the way the Lord is asking us. Fear can paralyze a person. And I met people who were afraid of things and didn't want to take a trip or go out here or do this or do that because, well, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if I have to put more time or energy into something? You know, we all take risk every day. Getting in our car this morning was a risk. We're willing to take it. We know ourselves. We take those chances every day of our lives. We have confidence in ourselves and others have confidence in us. And we put our confidence in others. And yet this person was just satisfied leaving it all alone, burying it, and that's it. I'm done with it. But there's something more that God is asking of each one of us, because he has confidence in each one of us that we can accomplish great things. Through our baptism, God's entrusting to us to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God. He knows we can do it. He has given us the grace to accomplish it. And we just need to take that extra step to move out and do those kinds of things. In his address to the Sorbonne University in Paris in April of 1910, President Teddy Roosevelt gave a talk to the people about taking those kinds of risks. It's called "The Man in the Arena." He says, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows that in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither knew victory nor defeat." Throughout all the Gospels, Jesus is constantly reminding the disciples then, and as he reminds each one of us now, do not be afraid. He tells us constantly, don't be afraid of things. He is with us. His grace is with us to be able to accomplish great things. They call us the church militant. We're still the ones who are striving, who are in the fight. We are in the arena right now. And we may strive and we may fall at times, but Jesus always is willing to pick us up and to help us go back into the fight, and that we can continue to strive to serve the Lord, even though it may not be 100%, 100% of the time. Jesus is saying, don't give up. He's on our side. He has confidence in each one of us that we can do great things for him and for his people. We can take that next step with him. Faith can be a risk, but it's a risk worth taking. And we have our brothers and sisters who are in heaven who took those risks when they lived, who fought the good fight, who failed at times as well, but now they rejoice in the presence of God because they believed, they risked, and they had faith. May we continue to be faithful and to bring that good news to all those around us. So don't be afraid. The Lord is here.